Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks again, really, for joining me, for joining the show. While you're waiting for me to get into it, you want to head up to the website, therealside.com. Like I said, you can watch, I'll listen live, take the poll. But the thing you can do that's really cool is you can sign up for our newsletters. Yeah, that's right. Just, you know what, put your email address, top right-hand corner of the website, webpage, and we send out an email once a week. And sometimes I don't even do that. I forget to send it out. But we send out an email once a week, let you know the who's coming on the show and what we're going to be talking about, give you a list of our sponsors. We have stories, up, all kinds of fun stuff, depending on your level of how much dementia you've got on this stuff. I mean, seriously. Just the crazy stories that you hear on the show, I have worse ones up on the website, ones that I am sure that you will enjoy. Anyway, James Carville, now you heard about it, it happened a couple days ago, but I mean, think about the significance of this. This is like the Democrats' Democrat. This was a guy that stuck up for Hillary and Bill no matter what they did, no matter what they were caught doing. They could have caught him with the gun in his hand over a body, right? Somebody he just killed, and they would have never even have thought of convicting him. Billy Bob. That's who James Carville stood up for. So he's a former top advisor to President Clinton. He laid out a scathing critique of his party. He argued that it's drifted way too far left and that it was well on its way to failure. And we have heard that before from experts on this show. We just had an election in 2018. We did great. We talked about everything we were going to do. We talked about everything we were going to push through, and we won. He's right. They had a better message than we did. We had a bunch of rhinos to move out. And now it's like we're losing our minds. Someone's got to step their game up here. And he is not a softy. Carville added that he considered himself a liberal rather than a centrist, but Democrats went too far, even for him. He said they've tacked off the darn radar screen. He said when asked if the party moved too far left, they're gone, nowhere to be found. His comments came just after another interview in which he said that he was scared to death after Senator Bernie Sanders out of Vermont. And let's get something straight. Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat. He's an independent, or at best, a Democrat socialist, or worst, however you want to look at it. He netted a large portion of the vote in the Iowa caucus. This is what really sent Carville crazy. And the fact that he got it tonight, Carville must be on life support at this point. And I mean that in a loving way. Don't want any harm to come him. According to Carville, both Sanders and Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts were pushing stupid ideas about higher education, stupid ideas about health care. Democrats talking about free college tuition or debt forgiveness. He said, I'm not here to debate that idea, but what I can tell you is that the people all over this country worked their way through school, sent their kids to school, paid off student loans. They don't want to hear this. And you saw Warren confronted by an angry voter over this. It's not a winning message. It's not. Look, I don't care who you are. Right? I mean, seriously. If you've paid for your way to go to the kids' college because you have a lot of money and you're one of those entitled type of people, well, according to the Dems, you've got the money. What's the big deal? But those kids that want to go to college, they should be able to go for free. Seriously, it doesn't get any better than this. Carville also took a shot at Sanders for saying that he wanted to expand voting rights for people like the Boston Bomber. Is this really, for you Dems that are trolling me, this is the guy you want in office? The well-known Democrat strategist suggested it would be ineffective as president and wasn't representative of the Democrat Party. He said he is, at best, an ideologue. He said he knows that Sanders might get 280 electoral votes and win the presidency. Maybe we keep the House, Carville said, but there's no chance in hell we'll ever win the Senate with Sanders at the top of the party. So long as McConnell runs the Senate, it's game over. There's no chance we'll change the courts. Nothing will happen. And he'll just be sitting up there screaming in the microphone about the revolution. Right? At one point, Carville took aim at the New York Times writer who posted a snarky tweet about Louisiana State University, Carville's alma mater. He says, you know how blanking patronizing that is to people in the South or in the middle of the country? First, LSU has an unusually high graduation rate, but that's not the point. It's the darn smugness. This is from a guy who lives in New York and serves on the Times editorial board. There's not a single person he knows that doesn't pat him on the back for the kind of tweet because he's so blankety-blank smart. See, the Times was being snarky towards him. They were being snarky towards the school. And Carville called him out. I'm sure they didn't like that at all, you know. And then Harry Reid joined the party. I know some of you heard about that, too. Right? Earlier. Last year. He ripped Reid. I mean, Reid ripped the Democrats over the Medicare for All and the border policy. He said, this will hurt us in 2020. You guys are speaking to a small group, a small portion of the party. What is wrong with you? He's right. Hey, Brad Dankus joins us after the break, I hope. If his plane has landed. Who's protecting you? Who's protecting your rights in school, in education, and just in the world in general? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Tight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Always a pleasure. Really, seriously, get involved in the conversation. Get involved. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved. You know, again, just sitting and listening and agreeing and really not doing anything about it doesn't help us. It's good to get informed. Now go do something with it. Really that simple. Anyway, let me bring him on. I always enjoy his time with me. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, doing great things out there to help out people like you and me maintain our rights at schools and be able to live out our freedoms in every state in the union. Thanks for being with me, Brad. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right. So let's, first of all, you just want to thank you for getting on the show. And no, he's not late, people. He just got off a plane and he was in Washington where it was a tad chilly. What were you doing in Washington State, man?
Well, I was at the state capitol there in Olympus, Olympia, and I was speaking at the state capitol building on the outside for a rally for religious freedom. And it was well attended, especially considering the cold. I was very impressed.
All right, listen, I have to interrupt you before I forget. You were in Washington State attending a rally or speaking at a rally for religious freedom?
Yes, yes. Well, unfortunately, in Washington State, there's some legislation that is expecting, is coming back, that's going to challenge the religious freedom rights of individuals, and also with regard to the schools and the new sex ed that's being pushed there, very similar to what we're facing in California. And there's just a lot of concerned parents and people there who see a greater threatening of religious freedom. Versions of the Federal Equality Act, some of those provisions are being pushed in Washington State, which is a just outrageous assault on all the religious freedom protection work we've been working so hard to achieve is threatened by. So it was I was very encouraged, and it was well attended. We had state legislators there, state senators and assembly, and they were participating as well, and I was one of the keynote speakers, and I think I was very, very pleased.
Oh, very good. Glad to hear. Let me ask you, up there, was Bill Post up there?
Bill Post?
Was he one of the legislators? Because I want to tease him if he wasn't.
Yeah, I think he was.
Okay.
I think he was.
Bill's a good guy.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, no, seriously, I mean, you've got to be speaking. We all have to be speaking at these things. We all have to help people get to these things and make sure we stick up for our religious liberties, because they chop away at them, or I should say they chip away at them, right? Little by little by little.
Right.
So before you know it, you look up and say, what do you mean I don't have a right to do that anymore? Isn't that crazy, isn't it?
Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important that we stand up and defend religious freedom. And it is under attack right now. We're about ready to make tremendous progress with the case law in terms of the Supreme Court, but that doesn't stop states from still trying to have put up end runs through new laws or zealous state Supreme Court justices when it comes to application of religious freedom to a number of different topics, whether it's in the public square or the workplace. Or a public accommodation, things like that. So states like Washington State, that's the state where we take very seriously, and we're really glad we have an office with a full-time attorney right there in Seattle to take on these cases on behalf of the people of Washington State.
Wow. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear there's somebody up there fighting for them, because most people don't know they can fight back. I know somebody today who... Oh, I don't know what you call it, but basically they're lying about him on Facebook. They know they're lying about him. It's a publication, and he said, look, I don't have the money for this. I don't know how to do this, and I don't have the money for this, and what they're saying about me will cost me my job. And they have no problem doing that. The left has always been, fast, easy, and free with telling lies about other people. It's going to cause them any kind of headache or heartburn. It's just crazy.
It is.
Speaking of some craziness, you also were defending that pastor. I think it was it in Oregon or Washington where he went to the drag queen event and was arrested for simply wanting to be there.
Right. And he was arrested, and then they brought full criminal charge against him. We motioned for it to be dismissed. The judge dismissed it with a 35-page. Opinion as to why it was unconstitutional what the police did, saying government can't treat people differently simply because of their beliefs, simply because of his faith-based beliefs regarding what was going on. They can't just say you can't be here at a public event, government public event.
Well, they're just trying to be proactive, Brad. They didn't want him to start any trouble. I mean, I'm saying he was guilty before he was proven innocent.
Yeah, it was outrageous. So we got it dismissed. But then the prosecution representing the law enforcement and all, they came back and they said they said, no, we want a motion for reconsideration. The judge says, okay, I reconsider it, and yes, I agree with everything I said before, dismissed. And so now they're appealing it with our taxpayer dollars, and then this pastor was attacked again by the law enforcement. This time he went as a publication called Save Magazine, and he's there as a journalist with the other journalists, and he's there to participate to cover the story of another drag queen story hour for teenagers, which is much more graphic in terms of the sexual material, outrageous, but that's another topic. Anyway, so he's there, and the law enforcement said, okay, other reporters, you can question people and interview, but you, pastor, you can't. He said, well, I have a badge here. I'm a registered journalist badge here. I have a publication, distributed publication. I have a journalist badge. He says, yeah, but we know what you believe. You can't talk to anyone. You can't interview anyone.
Wow.
And, yeah, so we at Pacific Justice are stepped in, and we're filing a civil lawsuit. I mean, I filed a civil lawsuit on his behalf to challenge this. It's really sad. This is in Spokane, Washington, that law enforcement is so obsessed, the prosecution is so obsessed with this agenda that has consumed them, this radical LGBT agenda, that they're allowing it to trounce on wonderful, community loving, serving people like this pastor and people like him. And we won't stand by and let that happen.
Yeah, I know
we've
won't.
Taken our action.
All right, we're going for a quick
very
break. We got to do the capitalism thing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New Hampshire, precincts are continuing to tally results in the first of the nation primary. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has been in the lead.
We have an agenda that speaks to the needs of working families all across this country who in many cases feel that Washington has turned its back on them.
Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is promising a big change in the direction of the country.
I would be the most progressive president in the last half century.
According to a CNN exit poll, 62% of voters said they would prefer a Democrat who could beat President Trump, while one-third preferred someone who agrees with them on the issues. In China, the number of dead from the coronavirus has now reached 1,068. In the U.S., 13 people have become sick from the disease. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
The headlines say that Biden flees New Hampshire before they could tally up the votes. You know why? Because he knew he was going to lose. Come on. This isn't brain surgery. This is easy stuff. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Some of you are heartbroken at the fact that Andrew Yang has dropped out of the race. Always exciting, always funny. We lost Yang and we lost Steyer, right? I mean, there you go. There's so much, again, so much going on out there that you need to keep up with. But really, the serious stuff you need to keep up with is when you're listening to this show, because I bring on people who have a clue. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week, to kind of talk about the things that your rights that he's protecting. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we get lost in the conversation, how about you tell people what the Pacific Justice Institute is all about and how they can help?
You bet. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit, 501c3, legal defense organization. We defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life all across the country. We have 9 offices. And what makes us unique, as you know, Joe, is that we make sure that everyone gets help. We don't cherry pick. We're unique in that we work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road, no one's turned away when it comes to these issues. And that's why we handle so many and help hundreds and hundreds of people every year without charge across the United States. And we're committed to serving and doing this work. And we're also very broad in the types of cases we take on as well. So people should not hesitate to contact us if they need help. But also, if they want to keep up with our cases that you will not hear about on the media that are real important, they can get those by going to our website, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org, and sign up to get our Legal Insider weekly update, and also if they want to support our work, they can do that as well by going to our webpage. We have a lot of great free resources that they should also check out.
You know what I love is and people, you better head up there. At least check it out. Find out how it is you can help, and I don't care whether it's helping them at events, whatever you can do to help further the cause, because they are protecting us, they are helping us. And I know that firsthand. So, you know, Brad, what scares me about the direction this country is going in, look at the the momentum, if you would, that Bernie Sanders is picking up. Now, he had it before. I get it. He's a likable old guy, a little nutty or what have you. He's never owned a business. He's never invented anything. Never had a 9-to-5 job. He never proposed a single bill that passed, right? Been 25 years in office. He lived off of welfare before he was elected to office. Again, never really held a job. I mean, and the young people were saying the reason they were for Bernie was because he was going to wipe out their college debt. Think about that. And this is what we've become. We've become a country that want to take.
Yeah, and it's really disheartening when you realize that our nation was made great by people willing to sacrifice. And, you know, the great generation, the World War II generation, was all about sacrifice for the betterment of the country, putting the country first and their community. But when you have a people whose attitude is one where the majority wants to use their power for their exploits purposes and their own personal benefit, that's when we have problems. And our founding fathers actually were concerned about that initially. And that's one reason why they said only property owners can vote, for fear that anyone could vote, that they would use their power to simply purge and pillage everyone else, and it would be a chaos. Well, now we see a society that is actually embracing to some degree that kind of a mindset of redistribution, take from other people what they've earned. And, of course, we know economically that is does not work. It's very destructive. It's a terminal illness economically. And also in terms of political stability, it's also very, very destructive as well.
You know, I don't know if you heard this. I'm kind of all over the place with you tonight because I'm having some fun with these topics. I don't know if you heard, but Jussie Smollett, he's been reindicted. You know, the charges that were dropped the first time have been reinvestigated. Now, explain to some people, this is not a double jeopardy thing. You have to be found innocent. You have to go to court and be found innocent, and they can't try you for the same charges, correct?
Correct. However, double jeopardy doesn't apply even in those situations where you have a state law that he's, say, been acquitted from. That doesn't mean the federal government can't come in with the federal criminal charges.
Interesting.
So even if it was, but in this case, you're absolutely right. We're just talking about we're not even talking about someone who's actually been acquitted. So, and I'm very glad that he is the charges are being brought against him. The evidence is very compelling as to what he did, and he definitely should be punished for that kind of attempt to stir up hatred towards anyone or any group. I think is very serious, and making up a false claim of that he did, and I think that's good that the law enforcement is now doing what they should do, and shame on the prosecutor originally involved in this. She was very irresponsible, and to this day I question what her motives were and why she was so soft on not moving forward the way she should have originally.
Yeah, originally she was fine, my understanding was, and I wasn't there, so I don't know, but originally she was fine until Mrs. Obama gave her a call and said, hey, I need your help, a little problem there in Chicago, you know what I'm saying? I mean, now, come on, you're telling me that the man was not hungry at, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, went out to find an open Subway, actually walked around town looking for one, and was attacked? Oh, God, I could have fun with this. I could have way too much fun with this. How far out in left field some of these stories are, seriously. And then I know Roger Stone right now, the DOJ is kind of backing off what they want for sentencing for him, and you had two more prosecutors that have quit in his case, don't want to be involved with it anymore. Now, you've been in law for a long time. This has got to tell you something, right? I mean, if you were just kind of playing a backseat quarterback, as they say, and you were looking in, if these guys are leaving and the DOJ is backing off, there's something wrong there, isn't there?
Yeah, what it shows is that they are not confident in his guilt, and at the very least, punishment that they were pursuing against him. You know, people often don't realize that it's not the prosecution's job or the Department of Justice's job just to go after people and just try to win. Their job, because they represent we the people and the government, is not just to seek to win and to prosecute people for as much as they can get away with. Their job is for justice. And so they can be taking it on a case, and if they come across evidence and material and information that they feel is actually helping the defendant and it says that they went too far or they were unjust in how they treated, it's up to them. They have an obligation to step up. And when you have prosecutors saying, no, we don't want to be a part of that, we don't want a part of this, what they're saying is, we think this was wrong. And that is the general messaging that is conveyed by that. It's the opposite. If they think that he's guilty, you have prosecutors competing, saying, I want it. No, I want it. So you have two of them like this stepping back. Very, very telling. And I think people should take note of this.
Oh, sure. And General Flynn, now he's backing away from his, guilty plea, because he's saying that they pressured him. They kind of bullied him into it as well. So I think you saw a Justice Department that was out of control, and now Barr is coming in and saying, okay, we got to start making some of these things right. This is crazy. This was wrong. And I'm glad to see he's done that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Attorney General Barr is doing a fantastic job. He's extremely qualified, very deep in his understanding of law and justice. So I'm not surprised. And what I understand about Flynn and what the record shows is that he was intimidated to plead guilty, even though they knew what they were pushing for him to be plead guilty for was not was supported. It was actually contrary to the evidence. And that is his situation is just a tragedy that has all the linings of politics and exploit for political purposes. And, of course, all this started it was started in the last presidential administration.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Brad Dacus will still be with us after the break.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
People did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Rosemary Clooney, I mean, great woman. Great voice, lousy nephew. You know what I'm saying? I'll say it. You don't have to. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. There's a donate button, there's a listen live, there's a watch live, and there's a place you can give me your email address. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. It has sponsors and people we're going to have on the show and that kind of stuff. If you're not into the emails and you want a text alert, just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Before I bring Brad back on, you know, something that was sparked to me during the break. We're coming into primary season, especially here in California and all across the country. You know, I'm hearing about people are getting all wound up to come out and vote for Trump and this and that and the other thing. And this is all great and wonderful, and I get all of that. But to my Christian friends, my evangelical friends, do not sit on your butts, okay? You know, do a little research on your own. That Bible that you only pick up on Sunday morning, try to pick it up during the week, okay? And understand that if God gave us government, it's our job to take care of government. You can't take care of government on your knees at home praying about it. See, God don't vote. you vote, okay? That means you have to get off your knees at some point in time, go down to the polls, and you need to vote. And you need to protect the rights of others that are going to vote. Because, look at, I am tired. I've been fighting this for years. I've been on this fight. You guys have heard me on the radio for about 10 years. But I've been on this fight for about 20 years, really, about how we are supposed to be, you know, some of you Christians, you want to hug a tree, you want to take care of the planet. How about taking care of your government, too? Take care of the ability. This is one of the only countries where we get to vote in somebody who legislates and rules over us. It doesn't work that way in a lot of other places. It may look that way, but it doesn't work that way. And God gave us that right. You need to take care of it. You need to step out on it. And I am sure that Brad Dacus, founder of the Pacific Justice Institute, is on the same page as me. Right, Brad?
Oh, you bet. People definitely need to get involved. You know, voting is a statement that you care. And caring is being authentic as to your faith and the real love that you profess to have in your faith. If someone is truly has a real faith and really cares, they're going to vote. It's a manifestation of that. So even irrespective of the outcome, it's about being true to yourself and true to your faith and manifesting that love in your voting and your concern in that voting.
Yeah, my argument, and I'm not going to ask you to get all theological on me here, but my argument with our people is always the same thing. You know, a lot of them will say to me that, well, you know, it doesn't matter if I vote or I don't vote. You know, whoever God wants in there will get in there anyhow. I go, really? How does he make that happen? Does he go against his own laws? Does he change the ballots that people have filled out? Do you really think those guys from the Freedom from Religion freaks are going to vote for a godly man? I mean, come on, use a little common sense or a little bit of that gray matter that God gave you. When it comes to, you know, voting and taking care of things. You know, the Bible tells us in Exodus that you should select from all the people, able men, such as love God, men of truth, hating covetousness, place such over them to be rulers of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and rulers of tens. Heathens are not going to go out and pick godly men to rule over them, are they?
Well, good point, good point. And I think people need to realize, If they don't want to be responsible with what God's given them, then they can move to a dictatorship, a country with a dictator, where they have no responsibility. But if they live in the United States, they have a responsibility, and they will be held accountable to whether or not they are faithful and with that responsibility to vote and how they vote, not just for their own selfish interests, but for other principles. And I know there's seminars by Craig Huey and others that I'm participating in, up and down the state, to try to really educate people on not only the importance of voting, the legality of registering to vote and voting, but also what are the non-negotiables that people of faith really need to come to grips with when making their decision of voting.
Yep. I have two things I've been using now as a guide. I tell people all the time. The first one should be a no-brainer. Your ballot book, your ballot sample should be the Bible. Period. If it doesn't line up with the Bible, if that candidate does not line up with the Bible, you should not be putting a check next to their name. That's number one, you know. And frankly, when it comes to number two, I know people, I make them crazy with this. Will they protect, do they believe in the sanctity of life? Will they protect the life of an unborn child? Because if they're not going to protect the life of an unborn child, and I think you agree with me on this, they're not going to protect my rights, are they?
Right. Yeah, they don't respect the dignity and the sanctity of human life. If they don't do that with regard to the unborn, then we're going to see someone who could be very dangerous regarding other policies. We already see euthanasia already being pushed in and already a part of California, Oregon, and other states.
Yep.
So we see some serious heavy issues sprouting out of a false mentality which comes from an not appreciating the sanctity of human life. I agree 100%. That is a non-negotiable, and people need to not disagree with God in terms of what they believe. If they believe in the Bible, then they need to, and they believe that that's God's word, then they need to vote accordingly to those principles. If they don't believe that, then then they may have some other kind of a reference point. Their voting does count, and they will be held responsible from it, at least for those who have a real faith and do believe in a life hereafter.
Yep. It's just a crazy thing that evangelicals and those who believe in God do not believe that God wants you to have a good and decent. I mean, I've got four or five scriptures that specifically target government, and very few people want to A, hear them, and B, step out on them. Talking about something that goes 100% against God's word, and we're going to have a field day with this one. Polygamy may no longer, be illegal in Utah. Now, there's a new bill that's aiming to decriminalize it for consenting, law-abiding adults. Now, it's funny because I have a few gay commentators and entertainers on the show from time to time, and when I talk to them, none of them are in agreement with same-sex marriage, okay? Not only that, they say the same thing. They were very concerned when this first hit because of the one line in all of this was, you can't tell me who to love. And I said, it's going to change to you can't tell me how many I can love. And that's the road we're going down. What a legal nightmare this would create, wouldn't it?
It really would. And in fact, maybe you'll realize this, but Utah was not allowed to become a state until they decided to recant polygamy and say that they would not recognize a polygamy, only marriage between one man and one woman. So that was the mandate by the federal government, and Utah had a change of heart, a revelation after this mandate that they're supposed to change their theology on this, and they did. And the problem, though, is that there are estimated about 60,000 polygamists living still in Utah. It's not in the mainstream of the Mormon Church. It's a sect of Mormonism, and they're very much there. Well, now, if the state of Utah decides to adopt this, we could see some possible federal legislation kicking in to challenge this. But more seriously, though, is the fact that this could be the beginning of a whole new wave. We saw the gay rights movement. We see transgender rights movement. Now it could be polygamous rights movement, and I think that could be very, very, very problematic for a number of reasons that our society, I don't think, is ready to deal with. So it's going to be very, very serious. It's nothing. It's not like it's some kind of freak show. It's already, and a fairly good chunk of people in Utah are practicing this. Also, there's some in Arizona as well. But I think we're going to see this play out, and other states, communities, I think we'll see this as a new movement, a new rights movement, if you will. But in reality, very oppressive and very demeaning of the dignity, particularly of women and the proper respect of women in such relationships.
The what's brought this all back to light again is that show Sister Wives. I don't know if you've ever seen that or heard about it, where they're all not really married to each other, but they're all living like they're married to each other. There's six women and one guy, and they raise the kids together in the whole nine yards, and they're kind of using that to say, hey, look, there's no big deal here. There's no, they get along, they do fine, they. They live their own life to leave everybody else alone. But, to your point, when you look at this, look at the promises made early on and really what this brings about. And then it's going to be, at what age can they get married? Because, California is now pushing to make pedophilia a sexual orientation and not a not something that's an actual sickness that you need help for. You've got about 30 seconds to respond.
that's a whole other an area as well we're dealing with. Consensual sex, bringing that also down to the age of 13 or 12, something ACLU has pushed. And then we also have, as far as polygamy, I just say read the writings of Brigham Young. He was a polygamist, leader of the Mormon Church, and it is very eye-opening. You read his writings, you'll say, golly gee, I'd never want to be a polygamist. He looked at it as a big headache, and it's actually very, very entertaining.
All right, we'll do more on that next time. Joe Messina, your host. Listen, Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me, guys. Head over to PJI.org, PJI.org. Next hour is a smorgasbord. I got all kinds of stories for you that'll make your hair stand up all by itself. We'll be back in a little bit.